Good afternoon. This is Akashvani. I'm Anucha Kumar with the Midday News. The headlines. Republican candidate Donald Trump wins U.S. presidential election. Prime Minister Narendra Modi congratulates Trump on his victory. Campaigning picks up pace for the first phase of assembly elections in Jharkhand and single-phase polls in Maharashtra. Niti Aayog launches the 15-day Jal Utsav to create awareness and sensitivity towards water conservation. Railways to operate 19 festival special trains today, originating from Delhi NCR to various parts of the country. And in tennis, Indian-Portuguese duo of Ritwik Chaudhary-Bolipalli and Francisco Cabral to take on the top-seeded pair of Santiago González and Roger Vaseline in the quarterfinal of Moselle Open in France this evening. And now the news in detail. Republican candidate Donald Trump has secured a decisive victory in the 2024 U.S. presidential election, defeating Democrat Kamala Harris. Celebrations erupted in Florida as Trump addressed a jubilant crowd in Palm Beach, reflecting the growing optimism among his supporters.
That reason was to save our country and to restore America to greatness. And now we are going to fulfill that mission together. We're going to fulfill that mission. The task before us will not be easy, but I will bring every ounce of energy, spirit, and fight that I have in my soul to the job that you've entrusted to me. This is a great job. There's no job like this. This is the most important job in the world.
In a fiercely competitive race, Trump surpassed the necessary 270 electoral votes, winning key battleground states including Pennsylvania and Georgia. In addition to his presidential win, Trump's party made gains in Congress, reclaiming control of the Senate with victories in Ohio and West Virginia. Harris, despite victories in New Hampshire, Virginia and Nebraska's 2nd District, was unable to overcome Trump's dominance in crucial states like Michigan, Wisconsin, and Pennsylvania. Trump's commanding lead, along with his triumph in North Carolina, made victory inevitable. With the race officially decided, Trump now turns his focus to his second term, signaling major changes for the future of the United States. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has congratulated Donald Trump on his election victory in the U.S. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said, as Mr. Trump built on the successes of his previous term, he's looking forward to renewing the collaboration to further strengthen the India-U.S. comprehensive global and strategic partnership. The Prime Minister called upon Mr. Trump to work together for the betterment of people of India and the United States of America and to promote global peace, stability, and prosperity. In Jharkhand, leaders of NDA and INDIA have intensified their campaigning in favor of their party candidates, accusing Jharkhand Mukti Morcha and Congress. The Jharkhand BJP Assembly election in charge, Shivraj Singh Chauhan, said both parties cheated the people of the state by making false promises.
इन्होंने कहा था कि हम 5 लाख सरकारी नौकरियां देंगे नहीं दी इन्होंने कहा था हर महिला को 2000 रुपया चूल्हा खर्च देंगे नहीं दिया चुनाव के 2 महीना पहले केवल एक योजना ले आए 1000 रुपया देने की इन्होंने कहा था बेरोजगारों को बेरोजगारी भत्ता देंगे नहीं दिया इन्होंने कहा था समर्थन मूल्य पर बोनस देकर धान खरीदेंगे नहीं खरीदी 117 वादे किए थे जेएमएम ने और 344 वादे किए थे कांग्रेस ने एक पूरा नहीं किया 5 साल पहले
On the other hand, while addressing election meeting at Chota Nagra in Jagannathpur Assembly constituency, senior JMM leader and Chief Minister Hemant Soren alleged the BJP doing conspiracy to dethrone him.
Dalit virodhi dal hai. Inko kabhi nahi ye chahta ki ek gareeb adivasi unke bagal mein baithe. Ye kabhi nahi chahte ki adivasiyon ko desh mein apne pairon par khada hone ka mauka mile. Aaj isliye ek adivasi naujawan ko utarne ke liye lagatar 2019 se ye log lage hain.
Leaders of RJD, AJSU and CPIML are also addressing in different parts of the state. CPIM Politburo member Brinda Karat will address election meetings from today till the 10th of this month in favor of the party candidates. Political activities are in full swing across the state of Maharashtra as it heads to the polls in 15 days. Senior leaders from all political parties are striving to garner support from voters. More from our Mumbai correspondent.
Senior Congress leader Rahul Gandhi is set to kick off the party's campaign today. He, along with MVA leaders, will address the Samvidhan Sanman Sammelan in Nagpur, followed by the Maharashtra Swabhiman Sabha of the Mahavikas Aghadi in Mumbai's BKC. He will also launch the Congress manifesto. Prime Minister Narendra Modi is scheduled to visit Dhule on Friday and will campaign in Akola and Nanded the following day. The NCP, led by Deputy Chief Minister Ajit Pawar, released its constituency-specific manifestos today, along with a cumulative manifesto. Meanwhile, the ruling Mahayuti unveiled its 10 promises in Kolhapur yesterday. The BJP has also declared its support for the MNS candidate Bala Nangaonkar from the Shivdi Assembly constituency. MNS Supremo Raj Thackeray campaigned in Raregaon, Yavatmal. Vanchit Bahujan Aghadi released its manifesto titled Joshaba Samata Patra yesterday. AIMIM MP Asaduddin Owaisi campaigned in Dhule. Meanwhile, the BJP has suspended 40 office bearers across the state for breaching party discipline and rebelling against the leadership. The 288 constituencies in Maharashtra will go to the polls on 28th November, while the counting of votes is scheduled for 23rd November. Ankita Apte, Akashvani News, Mumbai.
The campaign for the by-elections to be held on 13th of November on 7 assembly seats of Rajasthan has intensified. Out of these, 5 seats, Dausa, Deoli Uniara, Junjunu, Chaurasi and Khinsar have become vacant due to the MLAs being elected as MPs, while Salumbar and Ramgarh seats have been vacant due to the death of the MLAs there. A total of 69 candidates are in the fray in this by-election. In Kerala, with candidates of various political parties ramping up their outreach efforts, electioneering is in full swing in the Wayanad Lok Sabha constituency and the two assembly constituencies of Chillakada and Palakkad. While voting will take place on the 13th of this month in Wayanad and Chillakada, polling has been deferred to the 20th of this month in Palakkad. In Wayanad, Chief Minister Pinarayi Vijayan will campaign for the LDF candidate Satyan Mukheri today at Kalpetta, Mukam and Edwana. In Jammu and Kashmir, the Legislative Assembly today passed a resolution seeking special status and constitutional guarantees for the Union Territory. As the House assembled this morning, the Deputy Chief Minister Surinder Kumar Chaudhary moved a resolution that seeks to reaffirm the importance of the special status and constitutional guarantees, which, as per the resolution, safeguarded the identity, culture and rights of J&K. Niti Aayog has launched the 15-day Jal Utsav from today to create awareness and sensitivity towards water management, conservation and sustainability. The campaign follows the vision of Prime Minister Narendra Modi, who mooted the idea of Jal Utsav on the lines of Nadi Utsav during the third Chief Secretary's conference held in December last year. Niti Aayog said, Jal Utsav is being implemented in 20 aspirational districts and blocks from today till the 24th of November. This is in partnership with National Jal Jeevan Mission, Department of Drinking Water and Sanitation, Ministry of Jal Shakti. This is Akashvani giving you the news. For quick news updates around the clock, follow us on our X handle, AIR News Alerts. And for details of stories and more, log on to our website www.newsoneir.gov.in and download the News on EIR app. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jayashankar called on the Australian Prime Minister Anthony Albanese in Canberra today and conveyed greetings of Prime Minister Narendra Modi. In a social media post, Dr. Jayashankar said he values the Australian Prime Minister's guidance for deepening India-Australia's comprehensive strategic partnership. Dr. Jayashankar held a meeting with his New Zealand counterpart, Winston Peters, in Canberra. They discussed education, technology, agriculture and people-to-people ties. They also exchanged views on Indo-Pacific and global issues. The External Affairs Minister also met the UAE Foreign Minister, Sheikh Abdullah bin Zayed bin Sultan Al Nahyan, in Canberra. In Bihar, the ritual of Kharna is being performed today on the second day of Chhath Puja celebrations. After offering prayers to the sun god and her mother Chhathi Maiya, devotees will consume kheer and roti as Kharna Prasad. After the Kharna, a 36-hour fast of devotees will begin, in which they abstain from water and food. More from our correspondent.
Tomorrow evening, oblations or Sandhya Arg will be offered to the setting sun. The festival will culminate on 8 November with morning oblations to the rising sun. Majority of devotees perform Chhat Puja on the banks of rivers on specially decorated Chhat Ghats. The festival symbolizes equality and respect without any discrimination in the society. This year, several inmates in different jails are also observing Chhat Puja. In Khudiram Bose Central Jail in Muzaffarpur, several Muslim inmates are observing Chhat Puja inside the jail premises, where a small water body has been set up by the jail administration. Dharmendra Kumar Rai, Akashvani News, Patna.
In view of the Chhat festival, the railways is operating special trains for the convenience and smooth travel of passengers. Today, around 19 festival special trains were originated from Delhi NCR to various parts of the country. These include special trains to Bhagalpur, Ayodhya, Gaya, Balia, Patna, Saharsa, Sitamarhi, Darbhanga, Katra and Mumbai. In Bihar, the last rites of the famous folk singer Sharda Sinha will be performed with full state honours in Patna tomorrow. This was announced by the Chief Minister Nitish Kumar. The mortal remains of Sharda Sinha is being brought to Patna from AIIMS, New Delhi. BJP President and Union Health Minister JP Nadda will reach Patna tomorrow and pay tribute to the famous folk singer at her home. In Madhya Pradesh, cyclopiazonic acid has been found in the viscera of elephants died in Bandhavgarh Tiger Reserve. According to the report, elephants have eaten large amounts of spoiled kodo plants. The actual toxicity of cyclopiazonic acid found in the samples is being calculated. Additional Principal Chief Conservator of Forest L. Krishnamurti informed that the report has also issued an advisory for keeping in mind the surrounding areas, which includes points like awareness among villagers and not grazing cattle in spoiled crops. 10 wild elephants had died under suspicious circumstances in Bandhavgarh Tiger Reserve a few days ago. The air quality in Delhi NCR is continuously deteriorating, with Air Quality Index AQI reaching 351 this afternoon. The air quality in the region remains in the very poor category, with a thin layer of smog covering several parts of the national capital for the sixth consecutive day post Diwali. According to the Central Pollution Control Board data, the AQI in some parts of the city reached severe levels, nearing the 400 mark. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has dismissed Defense Minister Yoav Gallant, citing a crisis of trust between the two leaders. The decision comes at a crucial juncture as Israel forces ongoing conflicts in Gaza and Lebanon while bracing for potential Iranian retaliation. On to sports. In tennis, Moselle Open, Indian-Portuguese duo of Ritwik Chaudhary Bolipalli and Francisco Cabral will take on the top-seeded pair of Santiago Gonzalez of Mexico and Eduard Roger Vasselin of France in the quarter-final today. The match is scheduled to start at 4:30 p.m. Indian Standard Time. Bolipalli and Cabral advance to the quarter-finals after their French opponents Arthur Cazot and Harold Mayo withdrew, granting them a walkover. And now, before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Republican candidate Donald Trump wins U.S. presidential election. Prime Minister Narendra Modi congratulates Trump on his victory. Campaigning picks up pace for the first phase of assembly elections in Jharkhand and single-phase polls in Maharashtra. Niti Aayog launches the 15-day Jal Utsav to create awareness and sensitivity towards water conservation. Railways to operate 19 festival special trains today, originating from Delhi NCR to various parts of the country. And in tennis, Indian-Portuguese duo of Ritwik Chaudhary Bolipalli and Francisco Cabral to take on the top-seeded pair of Santiago Gonzalez and Roger Vasselin in the quarterfinal of Moselle Open in France this evening. And with that, we end the midday news.